Revelation chapter 7 and chapter 8. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said unto me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of an half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And a third part of the sea became blood, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so that a third part of them was dark, and the day shone not for the third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe, to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels which are yet to sound. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them it was given power, as scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Hallelujah. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. This is right before the great nuclear destruction. You should know about the mercy of God here, causing the winds not to blow, because this will minimize the spread of the radiation from these nuclear bombs. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. But Jesus held his peace when he was before the high priest, when they tried him in that kangaroo court. But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. And Yeshua said, thou sayest it. And you'll not see me again until you see me coming on the clouds with great glory. And the people shall say, Baruch Abba B'Shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus said, labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Hallelujah. Who hath also sealed us? Who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our heart, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Oh, he is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to him. Hallelujah. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which is before the throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Hallelujah. Now there's a lot of talk about the 144,000, and I do believe there will be 12,000 from each tribe. But how do we arrive at numbers like 12,000? How do we arrive at a number like 144,000? Well, numbers in Scripture are used to mean things. And God uses 12 as groupings of his people. There are 12 tribes, 12 apostles, and 10 is a number for fullness or completeness. so we could have God's people times fullness times completeness times fullness, or 144,000 would be God's people times God's people times fullness times completeness times fullness. So I want you to notice also that there was a bunch of people that no man could number, that no man could number, no matter what kind of tribulation they put them through, no matter what kind of trials, no matter what kind of threats, no matter what kind of carrots they dangled in front of them, that no man could number. They did not receive that mark of the beast. They did not receive that 666 number in their right hand or their forehead. No man could number them. Hallelujah. Saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And blessed be his glorious name forever and ever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say amen. Praise ye the Lord, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Yes, sometimes it's a sacrifice to give thanks unto the Lord. We may have to make a sacrifice of praise, but he is worthy. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises upon the harp unto our God. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and the desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving in the voice of melody. Hallelujah. And who are these arrayed in white robes? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation. Saints, understand what a privilege it is that we might be part of this great tribulation generation. These are they in the white robes around the throne. These are they that came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. If you're going to be righteous, it's only the blood of the Lamb that does it. Oh, brethren, don't ever forget it. Keep looking at the cross. Keep understanding what it's all about. Hallelujah. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Hallelujah. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and he stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. In that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, listen to what Jesus says, brethren. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Hallelujah. And then Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said unto him, He that is washed, catch this, brethren, he that is washed needeth not save but to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. All, brethren, there's going to be a spirit of betrayal. That Judas spirit is going to work with the accuser of the brethren spirit from within the body. Raise up a standard against it. Hallelujah. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Brethren, mark it down. Jesus said this, in the world you shall have tribulation. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. This is a command of the Lord. Be of good cheer. Give thanks. If you have to, make a sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Oh, brethren, then the apostles went around confirming the souls of the disciples. And that's what we should do. Go around confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. That's the way the apostles went around confirming the souls of the disciples. They exhorted them to continue in the faith. And they told them flat out, they told them the truth, that we must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing about these white robes that await us, knowing that the tribulation that we have works patience, endurance, steadfastness. He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. How much shall the blood of Christ, hallelujah, brethren, think about this, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. But with the precious blood of Christ we are redeemed, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. And we receive this righteousness from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Brethren, this is ominous. I can't imagine silence in heaven, where God, in all his glory, may be seen by saints and angels. Silence in heaven, brethren, this is ominous. One of the great keys in understanding the book of Revelation is if you understand that the fifth seal, the fifth trumpet, and the fifth vial happen at the same time. You often heard me say when the fifth seal goes up, well, it's the same. Fifth seal, fifth trumpet, or fifth vial. But it's actually the fifth trumpet where those angels, which were a particular bunch of bad guys, particularly bad dudes, were sealed up after the flood. Now we know that the war in heaven is concluded. We know that Satan and his host is cast down, that the accuser of the brethren operation is now going on from within the body. And now this batch of particularly bad guys is going to be let loose from the earth. And this is when I think we're going to see men's hearts failing them. But as I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. Oh yes, brethren, the angels do his commandments. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. Are they not all ministering spirits, these angels? Oh, brethren, learn about angels. There are faithful angels. There's twice as many of them as there are demonic angels, and God will send them. Oh, ask for the angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Brethren, that's us. Ask God to send the angels. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. The second woe is past. Hallelujah. Oh, they sing a new song, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts. Brethren, make the sacrifice of praise if you have to. No matter what, he is worthy of being praised. Thanksgiving is what we should be doing all the time. Rejoice evermore, even if it's going bad. Look to the cross, brethren. Look what he has done for us. Hallelujah. Oh, he is worthy. Even if it has to be a sacrifice, he is worthy. Rejoice evermore in everything. In everything, even in tribulation, in everything, give thanks. Make the sacrifice of praise. Don't murmur, brethren. Whatever you do, don't murmur. He is worthy of thanksgiving. Make the sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. For he is worthy. Glory to God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach. Do you know the everlasting gospel? Oh, brethren, the everlasting gospel. He is worthy. That's the everlasting gospel. He is worthy. Worship him who made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters, for the hour of his judgment is come. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of the heavens, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Hallelujah. Oh, he is worthy, brethren. Whatever it takes, don't be bad-mouthing. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him glory, for he is worthy. This is the will of God. Rejoice evermore. Even in tribulation, rejoice evermore. Even if you're not comfortable, rejoice evermore. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. You want to know what the will of God is? Give thanks. Praise him. Praise him. Make the sacrifice of praise if necessary. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You want to know what God's will is? Give him thanks. Give him praise. He is worthy. Hallelujah.